With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Texas officials are urging coastal residents to brace for a looming hit by Hurricane Beryl as the storm has moved back into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where it's expected to strengthen. The National Hurricane Center expects Beryl to make landfall on the Texas coast Monday. Refugio County Judge Gigi Pointer says, based on the damage and the disruptions they suffered from Hurricane Harvey in 2017, she's urging residents of the county to obey the evacuation order ahead of the storm.
We know from that storm how quickly things can escalate, how quickly things can change. We also know that our first responders and emergency services are strong, but that once those sustained winds hit 45 miles per hour, you know, our ambulances, our fire trucks, they can no longer mobilize.
Jack Bevin, a senior hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center, says it's unusual to get a hurricane reaching Category 4, as Beryl did last Monday, this early in the hurricane season.
Beryl broke several records for being the earliest hurricane of its intensity. But in the bigger picture, there has been destructive hurricanes of that nature. The Jamaica and the Caribbean Islands, they just usually occur August, September, and occasionally October.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says if his Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention.
And then the United States could be, you know, very easily dragged into that. The United States, if they came to the aid of Israel, could be hit by one of these naval vessels, could be hit by a drone. And then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
The apparent compromise by the militant group could deliver the first pause in fighting since November and the set stage for further talks. More news and information always at SRNnews.com. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Tractor Supply Company is abandoning the LGBT agenda. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions for minors on tattoos, alcohol, tobacco, and other things. This is SRN News. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the 9th offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. John Scott reporting.
An ancient tree from India is now thriving in groves where citrus trees once flourished in Florida and could help provide the nation with renewable energy. As large parts of the Sunshine State's once famous citrus industry gave all but dried up over the past two decades, some farmers are turning to the Pongamia tree. The climate-resilient tree has the potential to produce plant-based proteins and a sustainable biofuel. This is SRN News.